Okay. Welcome to the CPSC program committee call for April. I'm going to do a roll call, and then we're going to look at the two sets of minutes that we have if we have a quorum. And then I'm going to hand it over to Jim Otusa. We did get an email from Sharon Dotch. She will not be on the call. Mark Tyson will not be on the call. Is Charlie Green on the call? Chris Hargraves.
Yes, I'm here.
Mika?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, did I say that right?
You did. Good job.
Okay. Carlos Labada?
Yes, I'm here.
Gary Moody? Jim Otusa?
Yes.
Okay, so we have four, so we do have a quorum. For those, I'll let you talk about Nick, Jim. Rob Adamson, I know, is on the call. Mike Chase?
Yes, I'm here.
From the other members of the technical committee that were invited, is Rick Hodges on? Tony Aguilar?
Tony had a doctor's appointment.
Okay, or Kiwi Nijum? Okay, we do have a quorum of four. So has everyone had a chance to look at the meeting minutes from January 8th and from March 5th? If you all have had a chance to look at them, they were sent out with the invite. Are there any changes or corrections to either set?
No, this is Mika. I didn't actually get them.
You were good with them, Mika?
I didn't receive them.
You did not receive them? They should have been. We sent an updated meeting request out this morning.
I didn't get
they
that.
Should have. Okay.
This is Gary. Gary Moody. I got them.
Okay.
Gary's on. Okay.
I had a heck of a time getting on. For some reason, Skype says it's not a working number this time.
I was having trouble with my getting on through the computer, too. I had to just call on my cell. That
yeah.
worked fine.
Yeah, I'm
this
on
is Mark Goldsmith, by the way.
How you doing,
Hello,
Mark?
Hey, Mark.
I'm doing fine.
Hey, Mark. Hey.
I'm
Good
on
to hear your voice.
Yep. Okay. Everyone
Gentlemen,
had a
we'll look into the issue for you calling in. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yes. Any changes or revisions to the minutes? Rob, as a legal consultant, are we allowed to approve both in one motion, or do we need to do two motions?
Well, you can do them both if it's so stated. It's like what the
okay.
committee wants to do.
Jim, do you want to do one or two motions as chair?
Just do one, and we'll...
Okay.
We'll get them both.
Can I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I will motion to approve them. This is Jim.
Second?
Gary.
All those in favor? Say aye.
Aye, Carlos.
Mika.
Aye.
Jim.
Aye, Any Chris. Abstentions? Any opposed? Motion carried. Jim, I'm going to hand the meeting over to you.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon or evening to everybody. We all should have also received the draft 3 of the outline for the CPESC. Did everybody get that in email today?
I got that one, yeah.
Board document.
Well, so I received it. I have a question about it, but if it's too early, then I can wait to ask later.
Is a question, well, everybody, I'm interested if everybody received it, which it sounds like most of us did. Is it a general question, or is it specific on what's listed as a chapter? Because we're gonna go through it, so if it's better to put it later, that's fine. But if you want to do it now, go for it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll just throw it out there, and then you can tell me, you know, we can address it whenever. But basically, I don't see the chapter that I'm working on listed in that outline. So
This is Rob. Just so you guys know, there are two. You guys are moving through two different documents right now. So this is what's going to go into the general principles manual. But you guys may be preparing other chapters. Matter of fact, I thought you were. That's the reference manual. They're different, right? So I'm the one screwing that up, so I jumped in, Jim. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Who is that Gary or Carlos? Who doesn't see their chapter in there?
Carlos.
Okay, so you're doing construction site inspections. That's a good point.
Chapter 11.
Yeah, I took it out, Jim.
No. It's kind of in there in Chapter 11, SWIP. Rob.
Yeah, the other one too.
It's in the SWIP, and it's also in 11. So you're not going to have a set chapter, but parts of whatever you're writing in your paper will get pulled and put into the various chapters in the right headings, in the right places. Does that make sense? Or to clarify what you're doing on your reference manual? Did he go away? Or Carlos, you still there? Is anybody else there?
I'm still here.
Oh.
I'm still here,
I'm
Gary.
Not sure what he's still here.
Okay.
Carlos, yeah. Carlos,
hi.
Did you mute your phone?
Hi, this is Carlos.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know why, but it dropped off. I know it's a landline.
Oh, that was something I said, Carlos, but that's all right.
at least I didn't hear it.
Okay, well, I'll repeat it. And what our first task is we're doing is we're all doing these reference chapters or reference documents. And what this outline is going to take those documents, and part of them we're going to put, they'll have their own separate. Like I know Gary Moody's doing hydrology, hydraulics, which is chapter 5 in this outline. That doesn't mean what he writes in his technical reference paper is exactly what's going to be Chapter 5. So for you on site inspections, for example, Chapter 11 has the word inspection, and also the SWPPP, or the Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan, will have inspection with it. So what you write will be probably dissected and put in to the other chapters for this. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yep.
Okay. So what I wanted to do, we have this outline. So overall, we don't have to do anything with it today. It's here to look at it, kind of guide us as we go forward for the general principles review manual. And I'll ask Rob, if he's still on, to just kind of give us everybody an overview, and then I can go into the different things if you like, or we can go through it together either way.
I'm sorry, Jim, I lost the last. What was the question again? I was running to my chase.
Just an overview on this outline.
Okay, so, yeah, sorry about that, Jim.
That's all right.
And Jim kind of actually covered it. We've gone out to several people on the technical committee, several of which are on this phone, trying to discern what is going to be presented in the general principles review. And you heard me kind of talk about it, and I'm not sure that everybody kind of assimilated it. It's what would be presented in a review class, you know, or a prep class for the exam, versus what we want to develop, which is a bigger reference manual. So we originally, a couple years ago, hired a consultant to prepare the manual, to prepare a CPESC update. There was a lot of things we found after that was done. It was a, you know, really, it was 20-year-old thinking. Everything was about sandbagging and how to do certain things in a very narrowly focused, almost regional area. There's some things in that outline that are good. I have not given it to this committee because we really thought we almost needed to scrap it and start over. It just was so not useful. So we decided to take a step back and vet this through. And this outline's going to, you know, you guys are the first group we're vetting by. Where do we think CPEST sits now? What is the current, what are the key things? And I challenged you guys initially to look at a scope of practice, and we're going to revisit that again, by the way, for a whole lot of reasons. But this is the first step in developing that manual. We just took a step. So you can see there are, this represents a lot of what many of us think the direction should be. Explaining erosion and depositional environments and understanding geomorphology. And there's a lot of things in there that really go into this. I think that EnviroCert as a whole thinks that there's much more of a science than has sometimes been presented. So you're seeing this book, this general principles, go in that direction, guys. So I'm hoping you guys will take a step back, look at this, try to divorce yourself from anything that may bias you in what you've written, you know, kind of look at what your experiences are, give us some feedback. It is, I would welcome comments that, hey, I don't think this fits, and I'm going to ask why. We may or may not agree, just because, again, we're not going to look at this from a California or, you know, state of Washington or Maryland perspective, but, you know, more on an international level. So this is going to be going out to a lot of other people, but I started with you guys first. And so this is early vetting through the technical committee. So please look at it and, you know, really give it some thought. And I would encourage you guys, before I let this call go back to Jim, is there is a scope of practice document, Jim, that was about 20 or 30 pages long, if I remember. Really long. And I'd like you to go back and look at those things. Those are things that a lot of people looked at. And look at this outline and look at those, you know, scope of practice items and start giving some thought to that. And I'd really like you guys to try to do it in that regard. I need you to divorce your personal bias, and really spend some time. We think to understand erosion and sediment control, you need to be understanding principles. You'll see hydrology and hydraulics. And one of the discussions that actually happened between Jim and I was, yeah, some of it is encroaching on engineering, or flat out is engineering. But just because you're learning it and understanding it doesn't mean you're practicing it. But how do you not have a pretty good understanding of hydrology and hydraulics if you're in the world of erosion and sediment control? How you deal with BMPs on a steep slope that has 30 CFS is different than how you deal with BMPs on a, you know, 2% slope, you know, with 2 CFS. It's different, and you got to understand that. So that's but one of the many, many things that we saw. So I know that you guys may see this as a little bit frustrating. My apologies to that, but candidly, we kind of felt like the committees had maybe missed the boat a little bit on some of this, which is just a learning process. And so we're the technical committee, now that we have it up and running, is starting to kick in, and you're seeing this feedback. So I'm hoping that this will be a little bit of a learning process on all parts. And I'm kind of hoping that some of you will have some good thoughts, either, hey, this shouldn't work for this reason, or, hey, look, you have it. What about this? And where does this fit? And feel free to add some subject matter. I don't know what the right word for that, Jim, is. Subsection stuff. Somebody did. I don't know if it was Mark or Jim, but there was some comments by, I think, Mark Goldsmith that were great. So this, anyway, there's a lot of good minds that have worked on this, guys that I have a lot of respect for that are doing this and that I know. I just don't know most of you guys. So anyway, please look at it and please give it a critical eye. And you don't need to wait to the next meeting. Please send your comments to Jim and he'll forward them through as he vets them. He's been involved in some of this. So, but you guys are working a lot on the reference manual because we want to publish that with you guys' names on it and help. That's a contribution to other people. So this is the first step. I want to get this outline nailed down by next month. So that we're moving on to writing. Cessui, we've already got comments back, and I'm going back to that consultant. Also, on a couple of these sections, we may be reaching out to some consultants to help us write. So we'll see where you guys are. And after you've had a chance to assimilate it, guys like Gary and several of you that have technical matter that are on point, you know, we'll have to decide whether we're going to continue to expand with this committee some of that writing or we need to take it outside. Anyway, that's a jumbled presentation. Sorry I wasn't prepped and a little behind the gun today. Comments, thoughts, questions, criticisms? Anybody need to vent? Positive, negative? Whatever it is, guys.
Hey, this is Mika.
Hey, Mika.
So I think that you're asking us to go back and look at the principles thing and kind of see what you want to take out or not? Or are you saying this outline is the outline?
We're telling you right now that this is the next draft. We took what you guys did. We took what you guys gave us and for the principles, you know, that was kind of developed. We did some pretty major modifications. So,
okay. So this is your first look at our original outline.
This is actually
kind of
a couple times through, but yes,
well,
it is.
Yeah. In a way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's been a lot. There'll be a lot more. This is the thinking that at least the core of EnviroCert, this is where the core of EnviroCert thinks that CPS needs to land. We started with what you guys gave us. And, you know, guys, the first people in, you know, having to kind of start all over, it's, you know, you sort of get married to what you're doing, you get personal, and I like that because that means people, you know, they're taking ownership and they care. So, yes, we shredded it a little bit. But I think that what you guys are doing is very, very good because that was the idea that the board, myself, Mike, and, you know, Chase and Mark Goldsmith and several of us said, look, a reference manual for CPESC, actually all of the certs, is excellent. So the first thing I heard out of Carlos was, hey, wait a minute, my chapter's not here. Well, yeah, in pieces it is, but your chapter will likely go to the reference manual. And then we're going to pull stuff out into this manual. So it will be there. It's just going to be in a little different than what you guys originally thought. Remember I told you guys from the very beginning, this will be vetted by a lot of people. This is not going to be the world according to Jim or Rob or anybody else. That has in the past been an equation for disaster. This will be a lot of people, and there'll be a lot of arguing, and I'm not going to agree with it. Mark's not going to agree. Mike's not going to agree. We're going to get there, though. So this is just, Mika, this is an iteration, okay? So I guarantee you when I send it to the next group of guys, they're going to have some real strong opinions. And the technical committee will start, you know, having to really step in and make big decisions about what comes and goes. So you guys can now assume that this is at least where we are at the moment, and this is where we're going from, okay? Does that help? Mika?
Yes, with you now. So this.
And just so you know, Ruth did get me a draft of what you guys, have you seen what she's been writing?
I saw last week the iteration.
Okay. Yeah.
Different subject matter.
Yes. Yeah, just yes, side note to her. It saves me a phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And she, you know, she doesn't want to let it go, didn't want to let me see it, you know. And I admire that, but time to let it go. All right, you guys. Anyway. Any other questions before I let it go back to Jim? All right, guys. Thanks for not yelling at me too loud. Jim, it's all yours.
Thanks. Okay, so this is the general principle of the review manual. So these, what we're doing in these chapters is what we think our group to begin with should be things people need to know to become CPASC. So it's not all the details and everything else, but these are the overview of what we think we need to know. So when you're looking at this outline, it's not necessarily the individual chapters or the writing of those individual chapters. It's just the overall information that we want to see get put into this CPESC General Principles Review Manual. And I can start it off because I kind of put the, from our old scope, tried to boil it down into, you know, four words at the most to come up with the bullet points of what I had. And as you see on Chapter 1, I came up with erosional depositional environments. It did get Rob vetted it around the horn, so to speak, in EnviroCert. And a lot of the things that I was going to have in Chapter 1 are looking in Chapter 2 and Chapter 3. So I'm just giving you this as an example that this is not the final say on this. Rob did speak of it being vetted, and we will vet it around. And I'm just looking at my chapter 1 information, and maybe I came up with that because CPESC, we deal with erosion, and we deal with sediment control. And sediment control is on the depositional side, and obviously erosion is on the erosional side. So I thought, as an overview to this general principles, I was tending to write a white paper myself because it's something I deal with a lot of, and it was going to get into the, you know, not to go into the details here, but I will just to give you a flavor of how this worked out. I was going to go into some of the soil forming, a little bit of the chemistry of soils, a little bit of the geomorphology and where we typically get erosion and where we get deposition and what those things look like and how they get transported at a very high level. Just because if I am a very lay person and I go and I say, well, what is a CPESC and why do we have CPESC? That this first chapter kind of outlines and gets a framework for the certification. So that's where the Chapter 1 originated from. It may be removed completely. Being around Rob enough, I don't get too excited when my ideas go to the side, but there'll be information that I'm putting in there that will get assimilated into other chapters it sees fit. So back
hey,
to
Jim,
Carlos.
Can I interject something real quick before you move on? There's two other things that I should say to you guys real quick, and that is, there's something you're not seeing in background that Jim has seen that Mark and Mike are also seeing, and that is it's an alignment with the chapters that are being used for SESWI and the chapters that are being initially vetted by SWQ. If you really want to get on some hot calls, get on the SWQ one. And Jim, you have those, I think, those outlines, and you're welcome to share them with your committee just so they can see. We were aligning some principles amongst them. For instance, this discussion of soils, the soil science, soil engineering, that's been a hot spot with me, the hydrology, hydraulics, the drainage principles. I think I'm going to put more geomorphology in there, Jim, but I knew what you were saying. You just didn't say it in that word. But, yeah, I mean, I thought Jim's depositional environment stuff was great. So I saw some of the other members respond. So just so you guys know, that's a big deal. That, you know, we're trying to get a consistency in some of this thinking with the other certifications also. So, Jim, if you want to share that with them offline when you get done, please feel free.
Yeah, I will send them out after our conference call so everybody sees what the other ones are working on. It may trigger their brain on something they want to put in CPESC, but I would caution everybody that if it's we can have some overlap, but I don't want to, you know, have the same principles for review in all of our different certifications. It just kind of, everything gets watered down that way. So what I'd like to do on this outline, I think we all have it. There's a few that are not on it, so I will scan it and everybody's got it, I'll ask for some feedback. You can always email me, or we can. I'd like to get this final so we can give it back to the technical committee by next month. So if we have to take a little time in our next conference call and just go over everybody's comments, if we need to, we will. If we don't need to, that's fine. We can, or if we want to add, we can always blow out these chapters and put like you see on chapter 3. And I didn't do that. I don't know who did it, but somebody did it. And it's a good idea. We can put subchapters in there. And let's not worry about what we call these things. I know last month we looked at how we were going to do the formatting. We can just table that for a while now and get on to subject matters. So does anybody, as you first look at this, just first glance, is there anything glaring that we're missing? And I say we very, very loosely.
Jim, does CPESC agree that post-construction BMPs belong in SWQ?
I don't know that we do. I personally think they do, but I don't. Everybody on the committee feel that way?
I do. This is Mika. I don't think
I do too, Gary.
Okay, so Rob, I would say most of us.
Okay. I mean, I think there should be talk about protecting them during construction, but not. We shouldn't talk about them beyond that.
Yeah, we were. There was some initial thought that a CPESC would be qualified to be inspecting them in the field, but not designing them. I think we may have talked about this before. This is going to be coming up in an upcoming, meeting. It's going to be a hot topic with everybody. There's a lot of emotion. So I just want to make sure that that was still the prevailing thinking of this committee. So,
and I may have put my bias in there, Rob, because that's why I didn't want to speak for my committee members, because I will tend to lead them the way I feel it should go. So thank you, for one, for bringing that up, because I – in my mind, I have certain things, and that's why I need a big group here to go through it and make sure we're all on the same page and everything is covered by everybody's backgrounds and experience.
It's easy to do. I do it too, Jim, and have to step back and go, wait a minute, and quit fighting over things that I shouldn't fight for on some of that. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Anybody? Comments? First glance, first read, first... anything?
I like it. This is Mika. I like the chapters. Can we have stormwater be one word?
Yeah, we can.
Is that a...
Probably the draft 5 or 6 will get it down to one word.
Okay. That's just
honestly, we've got that. Depending on which certification it is, they were one word or two. But Butch, I think we've said that environment is one word. Right, Butch? Don't you dare, Jim. Okay.
Stormwater is one word. If the W is in the acronym, it's a capital W in the middle of the word.
Right. Yeah. Okay, one word. There's a whole bunch of that.
I'll throw this out. I think we should just follow EPA, and then we'll be changing it back and forth about every 2 years.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Thank you for that.
That was Mark.
If you look at it from a SWPPP standpoint, they've made it 2 words. But everywhere you see it used now, it's one word.
Yeah. So thanks, Mika, for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
We've got everybody on a tailspin on how we should... right, stormwater. So, okay, so if everybody's good with this, at least this outline, I will take emails. I will ask for everybody's acceptance of this, approval of this, acknowledgement of this, whatever we need to do to move this. So EnviroCert can take the next step with it. At our next meeting will be the first thing we cover in our next meeting, so we can move on from that. So everybody, please do that in the next several days. The sooner you get me the comments, the better it is for me, obviously. I will be out. I'm going to be in Sacramento for a couple of days, so I won't get to it till probably early next week. And with that, I'm going to go to just, if you want to speak up, if not, I'll call your names, but let me know how you're coming with your white papers. Let me speak for the people that aren't on this call, and that would be Sharon Dotz. She reports, I have not made as much progress as I had hoped due to conflicts this week. She's not here due to work, and I will go back and... Sharon Dotz is working on stormwater management, so she has not done much as she wanted to. The other person that's missing is Mark, and he has not yet made a lot of progress on his soil chapter. So we're going to need to be pushing some people, getting some things done. If people haven't been doing it on their own, we'll start asking for things, or I will. Nobody will like that. Nobody will like me, but that's okay. So, Chris, you're on. How are you coming along with soil stabilization?
Sorry, had to get off the mute.
That's okay.
About the same as other folks. I mean, I have I've started it, but spring tends to be pretty crazy with plant surveys and stuff. So, but moving forward, I've got material that I developed for Caltrans training. So I've got the material. I just need to kind of compile it.
And then put pen to paper?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I think a lot of people are at where you are. It's going to be difficult for us to get something moving if we all just have all this information and we don't get it onto pieces of paper. So that's good. Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
Let me see. Who else is on that? Charlie's not here. Mika's on, and you're not really... doing much on ours for paper, are you, Mika?
I am not. I'm helping.
You're working on some regs and stuff, which will, by the way, everybody, will come in. It will come in this chapter, so
yes,
that's fine.
Ruth is very far on that one. She's, I don't know.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Good.
Close.
Carlos.
Finished, I think.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Very good. Yes, I have made great progress up until last month, and again, like a lot of people, things have I've had to slow down on it. I am firing up again on it, and so I've got what I have right now is a great, or what I think is a good workup for an initial introduction to construction site inspections, and I've got an outline of where I want to go with it, and I have the materials, and I think I can put it together fairly quickly, but I do need a couple weeks, and
that's fine. We have time.
Yeah, and I mean, I need to get it done in the next couple weeks anyway, because most of May I'm going to be unavailable. So I'm looking to get you that here in short order. I've reached out to some of the folks, as a matter of fact, just sent out an email here a few minutes ago, just for see if I can gather a little more information. But it's in hand, but it does need to be put together.
And are you far enough along to give me a rough length?
A rough length, I would, in terms of like standard pages, you're saying?
Yeah, just roughly.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably be less than 10 pages.
Okay, so about a 10-page doc. I just a rough general idea what.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you're looking at.
It's part of the challenge, I think, that I think I'm hearing from other people, too, is I don't know how much detail, you know, we're supposed to get into it. So you know, I don't know if that'll be acceptable, if it'll be not enough or too much, I, you know, but that's what I'm looking at right now, and obviously I'm open to modifying as required.
If you have the ability without a lot of time to put as much detail as you can,
okay.
Rule of thumb, this is the technical paper that we're going to – that EnviroCert – I say we, but EnviroCert will pull information out of. So if you leave it too general, you may be doing a disservice. The same time, if there's areas that need to be in there that you just haven't gotten to, you can always put a placeholder on these. These are just drafts, so these aren't, you know, final things. You can put placeholders, and we can reach out, and maybe Rob can reach out to either professors or somebody who can get there. The main thing for me is that we've acquired your knowledge,
right,
in that paper. And there may be things we like that you have, and there may be things we don't, and it'll come down to a big decision process. But I would put more rather than less in that white paper, in the way the white papers we're doing.
Okay.
And hopefully everybody who's on got that and go from there, because it can always get cut out. It's harder to get it back in once you've been there. Okay, Gary, you're on. How are you coming?
Well. Actually, doing fairly well. I'm not ready for anybody to see it yet, but I think by the end of next week, I'll go ahead and spit it out and, get some shots, help, and that sort of thing with it. And I've done it as introductive, intermediate, and then pitfalls, and I've done it as a large explanation of formless phases of predictions and how do you validate it. So,
good. Well, I look forward to seeing that.
Okay.
And your rough estimate on length?
25 pages. From what Robert says, I'm going to have to pull a lot of narratives out of there, though.
No.
He said he didn't want any personality in it.
Well, it's not written. It's not written. I, is it?
No.
Yeah, you can leave the narratives in. Don't worry. As we go around, we're going to read these drafts, and there may be other things to add. There may be things we pull out. There may be other things, you know, that goes. But this is, you know, part of this process, which is what's going to make the final document what it is. And I don't think we're going to be at the point of. Some of your narratives, if you're talking about your personal project experiences, those may come out. But if it's technical in nature, we'll take a look at it. So that's good. Well, very
good.
You're quite a ways away. And then me, I didn't have one either, but I am working. I will tell everybody here that I'm working on that newest outline erosional depositional environments, and I completely expect that. If that chapter survives, there will be portions of it that come out and get put into chapter 2, 3, and 4, because that's kind of was my overall thinking when I put it in the outline, was to give a basis for what a CPESC is after and supposed to be doing from a science as well as a erosional depositional perspective, if you will. Okay, is there any did I miss anybody, first of all? Mark's not here. No, I got everybody. Has anybody heard from Charlie Green? How about Nick? Okay, so I will be calling them and seeing what's going on with them.
You should have been forwarded an email from Nick that we received today.
I didn't. Did Lori send it back? Who sent it to me, Lori?
Yeah, Lori sent it to you. Mick has asked to stop with the committee because of work deadlines and timelines. He just doesn't have the time that he thinks he needs to put into it.
Okay, so Lori. I got it here. Okay. Yeah, Nick has dropped off. Okay, so then the question, I'll throw it out there to this group. Does anybody know, in talking and putting these papers together, does anybody know anybody who is a CPESC who would like to be in our group? And I'll take the dead silence to mean no. So.
It's scary. It's a difficult time of year for anyone, but, you know, I don't want to read something I don't agree with or believe in, so I want to help shape it, and I'm willing to give some time for that. I would say just send another outcry and get some more folks for us to work with. Surely there's some older ones like me that are tending to slow down just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I will do that in the interim. But we have a pretty good group. The only thing I could do is look at maybe where everybody is, and we'll figure out if we should add another part of our country to it and see if I can find somebody there. I'll do more of a focused outreach and see what that can do. Okay, are there anything else anybody needs to vent about, discuss, bring up as questions for this committee?
It's Mika. I always have kind of stupid questions. sorry about that.
That's
so
okay.
I think the thing, like, I'm trying to think of next steps, and of course I'm not writing any of these, but I like to summarize. Sounds like everyone's going to submit their white papers to this group, and then this group gets to look at them before it goes to the technical committee, or is the plan to send it to the technical committee first because they might be like, this is ridiculous?
No.
Okay.
The way I'm envisioning, first of all, you're talking to a technical committee person. So
well, you might say.
Be careful what you ask for. I was going to vet them throughout our group.
Okay.
And then comments, feedback, constructive feedback. Let's put it that way. I don't want to hear that, you know, somebody's from, for example, where you're in Washington and you're writing to me in California saying, you know, I'm all wet behind the ears because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's not the kind of criticism I want to see. If it's constructive, like, hey, have you thought of this or you thought of that? That's the kind of stuff. And then we'll give it back and we'll give these papers another a month to revise, relook at. And then once we get those back, they'll come in and then they'll go up a level above to the technical committee, the executive people, wherever Rob decides to send them. Then they're going to go through another do loop. So then they're going to have people looking at them going, oh, what's this? And then you're going to get the comments because the people that are very passionate are going to say that you don't know what you're doing and blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. And then that'll come back again.
Okay.
So it's a couple of iterations, at a minimum, I would think. And then Rob may decide to send them out to yet another go-round, and that would be maybe to colleges, universities, other locations, other people of knowledge of this, and then may come back and go around again.
Okay.
So that's why the suggestion to Gary was to put as much technical basis in that he can. To support everything, it will go much further down the road than the first go round. But my intent is to vet this amongst this group first, and then provide the whole package up the ladder at one time.
Got it.
So we bombard Rob, and he doesn't have time to do anything else.
Perfect.
That's just because you know I'm going to review your paper, Jim.
Yeah. So. But that's, I think, a much better way to go. You'll get input from our group, changes or no changes. That's because you got to remember where these white papers are going is going to be in a manual. Your name is going to be on your white paper. And so there is some level that even though you're going to get all of our criticisms and constructive ideas and have you thought of this, have you stepped back and look at this, you're going to be the one that decides what you're going to put in it.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Makes sense. And
yeah.
I don't. You know, we're gonna start with the friendlies first, Mika, and then we're gonna go to the enemies afterwards.
Nobody's the enemy. But that's kind of what the outline was.
It's a great strategy, Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, I think that's a great strategy. I like what I hear. That's great.
And then we'll go from there. So, okay. Does anybody, Butch, do you have anything to add?
Not at the moment, Jim. I think you've covered it very well.
Okay. Mark, I know you're on. Do you have anything to add, or any suggestions, any input? If you're still on or not muted.
I am still on. No, I don't have anything to add. I think the discussion today was very good, and I provided some notes to Rob late, but he's used to that with me. So I'm sure those will get reviewed, and if thought to have merit, that can be incorporated.
Okay. Mike, are you still on, and do you have any comments?
I'm still here. No comments from me.
Okay. That's good. Now, who did I insult by not calling their name that wants to say something? Lori, Melissa, Marvin? No. Okay, then with that, I'll put out an email later today. I will include this outline so everybody has it yet another time. And thank you, Lori, for sending it a few times today. It'll go out. I'll also pose some questions that I have that'll go with it just in our internal group so that I can report back. So if you want to email me back your answers, or some of them I already know, like the one about where post-construction should be. And then let's look, how does May 7th look?
Oh, that's my birthday.
Gary, it's good for me.
Okay.
Wait. It's a Monday. Okay, yeah, that's fine. It's Mika.
Good for everybody else? Mika, Gary.
Good for me, Chris Hargreaves.
3, 4. Okay, so that's at least 4 of us because it's good for me. I will put that in the email as well, so you don't have to remember the May 7th same time, and we'll go from there.
I hate to do this. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I just had one more question about what you wanted us to do with the outline. So what you sent was like the draft 3 outline for CPESC.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have draft 1 or draft 2.
No.
But that's the draft from the technical committee.
This is your first draft.
Okay. I mean, we had like the topic outline, big thing with all the modules.
Yeah.
Right.
You can
so
consider
that's what
this.
Went to the technical committee and it turned into this.
It went, yeah.
Okay,
I can't even tell you.
Manner
there may be, this may not be, this is the third number draft, but it may not be the third one. It may be the fifth or sixth. A lot of people, various people have looked at this and added comments or done things to it. So this is the one.
So this is the first one this group's seeing. That
correct.
Like this.
Now, we put one together way
back. We did the module one.
With
module
a scope,
one,
right?
2, 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of the very first draft. And there were a bunch of iterations between 1 and 3. But this is the latest
the
and greatest,
okay.
For lack of a better word.
Got it.
So you may want to go back and look
at... I was thinking, because the first, the one that we, with all the modules, has like tons of stuff in it, so we might
yes.
start sticking some of that in the new
now,
one.
Yeah, and some of those, some of like I mentioned earlier, and I think even Rob mentioned earlier, if we take like chapter 2 and we go to our old draft, and it has all those other
right.
Sub-chapters, lack of a better mm-hmm. word, we can then, if it moves you, you can go ahead and fit those into the chapters here where you think they should fit. But I think overall you want to take a step back and make sure that what's
okay.
here, everything can fit into it, and things you are not even thinking about yet can think and fit into this.
Got it.
This is kind of set up pretty general.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, last, and I hate to do this, but Rob, do you have anything else to say?
this call is supposed to end in 7 minutes, Rob. So.
I know. Thank you, Butch.
That was a Butch. That was
no, that
Mark.
Was Marvin Butch. Oh, no, Mark. Butch wouldn't say that. He'd be in trouble. Mark was saying that, not Butch. No, I'm bitching. Thank you, and I appreciate everybody's patience. So thanks, guys.
Okay. With that, I will end this. Like I said, I'll email that stuff out, and any questions or comments, please feel free to email me. And if you run across people you're talking to about any of this and they want to become part of our committee, then they can sure email me directly, and I'll put them through the proper review. So there we go. With that, everybody have a great week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.